Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
With a lot of us home right now because of social distancing efforts, here's something that might help take your mind off of COVID-19. Some spring gardening. Joining us now is Deborah Kanapke, who's a garden consultant in Columbus, Ohio, through her business, The Garden Sage. She's also a writer and teacher. Deborah, good to talk to you.
Same here. It's nice to talk to somebody.
It's nice to talk to somebody, and it's nice to talk about something that you can, you know, do in a positive way while you're stuck at home. What kind of conversations are you having about gardening right now, or what would you suggest that people do at this moment if they want to at least get outside into their own garden?
Probably a lot of the same things that I'm doing. Although we've had a lot of rain, so I can't step in the gardens that much, but I have been edging my gardens. I've been weeding. I also have been starting seeds, and hopefully people already have seeds. If not, that's something you can order on the web. And that means that I will have tomatoes and chilies for later.
And now is a good time in a lot of the country to be planting those seeds?
Yes, especially, you know, our bigger plants, eggplants, tomatoes, chilies, flowers that you want. This is a good time, at least in the Midwest. We are planting out into the garden with our perennials and annuals in the beginning of May. So now's the time to get those seeds started for your herbs, flowers, vegetables, etc.
Now, you also mentioned weeding. What would you suggest people do there?
Well, I'm weeding from the edge of my beds, but with all the rain we've had in the mild winter, the weeds are just ecstatic. The winter bittercress is out. Dandelions are up. They're okay to be in my lawn, but not in my garden beds. I'm leaning over and I'm doing my early spring stretches to get those weeds out of there.
What other tasks can people get started on in the garden now that it's spring?
Well, there's also thinking about what you want to do. There's a lot of resources on the web. There are books. I've been perusing through my books, thinking about what changes I want to do this spring. Also thinking about what kind of container combinations you want. Because once we can go out and go to the garden centers, you better believe there's going to be a rush on annuals and tender perennials to put into containers and into our beds. Because right now we all want nature.
Is there something kind of calming or relaxing to you about just getting out into the garden at this moment? It's something that happens every year. It feels normal, and it's takes your mind off of everything that's going on.
To me, the garden is my mental health, and any time I can get into it is wonderful. This time of year, especially as things are waking up, I have about 15 plants, different species, in bloom right now. So I go visit those plants before I do some work in the garden. So getting out into the garden will lift your spirits along with just being outside and breathing in.
Mm-hmm. Now, gardening is about following a schedule throughout the year. There is, of course, a lot of uncertainty now. We don't know when this is going to be over. It will be over at some point, but we don't know when. What would you say to people in terms of what kind of mindset they should have as they manage their gardens?
In gardening, there are never any guarantees. So I think that if you're a gardener or a beginning gardener, you learn really fast that you just have to balance and adjust, move with the flow of nature. And this is probably one of the best lessons we can have right now with coronavirus and physical and social distancing, is just getting out and evening yourself out into the garden and into a forest. If there's a woods by you, do that forest bathing that everyone's talking about. And if you don't know what that is, get on the web. There's a lot of information.
What is the one thing that you can't wait to plant this year?
My tomatoes. That's the best. And in fact, if I didn't have tomatoes in the garden, my husband might divorce me because that's one of his favorites.
Well, so, Deborah Kanapke, garden consultant in Columbus, Ohio. Great to talk to you as always. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Jeremy. And stay healthy.
You too.
Thank you. Bye.